this is quite a significant problem, and you've been speaking to traders in Dungannon about this.
Yes, the traders in Dungannon, and indeed all over Northern Ireland, have been plagued for years with illegal tobacco coming into the country and being sold, and it's affecting their business, but it's also affecting the amount of money that's taken in revenue and customs as well. Some people may see it as a victimless crime, but the reality of it is that it's stopping money, taxes going into the public purse. Many of us pay taxes, and obviously it's unfair that people are using these illegal means. And let's not face it as well. Some of the product that comes in these illicit tobacco in through the illicit tobacco industry may not be very good for people, and it's unsure what actually they contain.
And as you say, local traders are losing out. It's the honest, hard-working man.
That's right. It's those people that are doing a genuine day's work that are being hit most hardest. The traders of Dungannon, of Enniskillen, of Fermanagh generally, and indeed anywhere in Northern Ireland, are suffering because this illegal material in tobacco and cigarettes are being sold by people who are maybe making vast profits with very little outlay on them, and that's unfair. And I just feel that customs and revenue are not doing enough to cut down and curtail this illegal activity.
And do you plan to push for more to be done to tackle this?
Yes, I've already had discussions with Majesty Customs and Revenue over the matter, and I intended to push this further in order for them to try to clamp down somewhat on this illegal activity.